What is going on in the stock market today? Earlier this morning, the Dow started tumbling over 500 points or 1.6% then. Other markets also fell. Because of concerns about a massive property developer in China, the Evergrande Group. So what does it mean? And might we be hearing more of the dreaded word stagflation? Jill Schlesinger is CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, start with this Chinese property developer. What do they have to do with the market drop?
Well, right now in China, there is a big concern that this company is going to go bust. They used a ton of borrowed money to expand, and that has really fueled the housing and commercial property market in China. And now, all of a sudden, the Chinese regulators and Chinese government is basically saying, we're not going to step in and save these guys. We're going to make it tough for them. They could go broke. And as a result, a lot of different companies in China feeling the impact of that. And on a broader level, what this does for some investors is it makes them think, wait a second, all these high flyers, they could come under a lot of pressure. Maybe it's best to sell right now, lock in the gains, and move on. But that's generally at a risk-off trade today.
Yeah. Well, but this also comes after a pretty strong summer for stocks. The Wall Street Journal reports the S&P 500 has seen 50 different highs this year. But we know the stock market, it doesn't always represent the larger economy. And you are writing about the bigger picture and a word that makes people who were around in the 70s cross their index fingers in front of them in the universal sign for get away, you plague. Remind us, what is stagflation? What are the concerns?
Well, the word actually is what it sounds like. It's a stagnating economy combined with high prices or inflation. And so here's the fear. We're not going back to the 70s. You do not have to resurface the whip inflation now buttons, I promise. Mm-hmm. However, the U.S. economy is slowing down, probably because of the Delta variant. We're not slowing down to zero. We're going from maybe 7+% growth this year, very strong, down to maybe 5.5% or 6%. But that downshift is worrying, especially as prices remain elevated. And we've talked about how inflation has definitely been really a problem in the last few months. There is some concern that some of the inflation we thought might go away after COVID retreats is going to stick around. And yeah. So that is a very bad situation for an economy, one that is probably not making Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve feel very good today.
Well, yes, because Paul Volcker back in the 70s at the Federal Reserve was forced to jack up interest rates. That raises the cost of borrowing money. No one likes to see that, but that got it under control. The Fed starts its two-day meeting tomorrow. We got about a minute. What are you expecting?
I think that the Fed is going to leave their interest rates at 0 to 0.25%. That's where it's been since the beginning of the pandemic. They are not going to announce any curtailing of bond buying. However, they are going to start priming the pumps, saying we are going to shift policy. I think they've got to pay attention to this inflation, and they just don't want to do it with so much of a real shot in the arm that it kills off the economic growth we've seen. Yeah. So, pity the poor Fed officials. They're in a bind right now. I think nothing happens this meeting. They're going to prep for us to get used to the idea of higher interest rates as soon as the early next year.
But don't get out your whipflation now buttons just yet. Personal finance expert Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.